Welcome back to another episode of Smoke Break with Boy and Steph. Let me say hello.
Hey.
All right. So thank you for listening to us. If you're listening to us, then you are a paid subscriber. You are a tavern hooligan. We appreciate it. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Get it for your mom for her birthday. All that good stuff. I think we'll just jump right in. I think we'll start off with something that you had brought up earlier that you wanted to kind of share with the group.
Oh, the video I saw.
Yeah.
So sort of crazy. You know, scrolling through Instagram, you can watch these reels for hours sometimes. But I saw this video. It was one of the first, apparently, doctors for child's transitioning. And he's from Canada. His doctor, what was it, John Money, but he was working out of John Hopkins Research University.
That's supposed to be like one of the most trusted medical information facilities, I guess you could say.
Right. So from Canada, but working there. This video was about, it was years ago, but it was about a mom who had twin boys, and one of the little boys was going to have a circumcision, and obviously there was a huge complication at that point, and they had to remove his penis.
Fucking worst case scenario.
Right.
Like, you know how many times, like, when I'm filling up a tire at work, that I think about, if this tire blows up, it could just splatter my dick against the wall over there.
Oh my god, I'm like, never, Jesus.
And like, this I kid, hope that doesn't happen. You know, yeah, me either. I'm definitely rooting against it. But this kid, like, didn't even get a chance.
Yeah, like 8 months old. Went for, yeah, to have just snipped.
I don't know what I would do if that was my son and that happened.
So get this. The parents take the child to this doctor. He is a psychologist. I said psychologist, right?
Quack.
So yeah. Psychologist. And his theory was that if you were to raise a child from birth as whatever gender you wanted, they would be able just to live that life and it would never affect them. That basically
they would never know any different.
That they would never know any different. So the parents took their children to the child that was horribly hurt and took him to this doctor. And the doctor said, well, you know, you should go ahead and just remove the testicles and raise this child as a girl. And the parents just were like, yeah, okay.
Do you think the parents were like desperate to find a solution and were just misguided?
That's my like hope, that they were just like trying to find something and thought this was for some reason like the best option.
Yeah.
Maybe they were thinking like they didn't, as the child got older, they didn't want him to be, you know, made fun of, yeah, because he didn't have, yeah, and self-conscious, and didn't want him to have like any like mental issue because of that and have a lot of depression.
Boy, were they wrong.
So they decide to go along with this and they have the child's testicles removed. And they changed his name from like Brandon to like Brenda and raised this boy as a little girl, never told him, never told anybody that he was actually a boy. And until they noticed he was like 13 years old and they started to notice that he was hitting puberty as a male and was getting, you know, like hair, voice changes, lots of like emotional, like testosterone issues, not like girl,
yeah,
bitchy, you know, teenager, but it was like boy issues, yeah, where they get aggressive, you things like that.
Beat something up.
Yeah. And so that's when they realized, oh my goodness, he's actually a boy and he's going to transition like his body into a teenage boy.
Yeah.
And not a girl. He's not gonna grow, yeah, boobs
muscle,
and
structure, like, you're just, the way you're built is so different once you hit that age.
So they decided to tell him. 13 years old, decided to finally tell him.
And it probably went super well.
Oh yeah, for sure. Apparently, no. Immediately he was mad at his parents, like pissed off, and then decided that he was going to advocate against this, like to make sure that this would never happen to anybody else because it ruined his life.
Yeah.
And so he immediately transitioned back as a male, basically just started acting like a male and changed clothes and changed his name to like Tim, didn't want anything to do with his old name.
Tim. If anyone named Tim, I don't think would ever choose to be named Tim.
Yeah.
if they were like, cool, what do you want to be named? Just pick one.
Yeah.
I never would think of anyone would go, I really like the name Tim. Right?
Yeah.
Sorry if your name's Tim. It's not your fault.
Sorry, no, sorry. at 38, ended up killing himself because he just couldn't cope.
That's wild. I'm 38.
Yeah.
And just end it all.
But lived for 20 years, but after 20 years knowing and
yeah,
it just ruined honestly, his life.
That's longer than I would expect if someone was told at 13 years old that you're actually the opposite sex. And this is why.
Yeah.
And we lied to you your whole life.
Yeah.
Like, because now your relationship that you had with your twin is fucking weird.
Yeah.
And way different.
Way different.
And same for them. Like, if for his twin, probably felt like a slap in the face too. Like, why didn't you tell me? You know, because they can't tell him.
Yeah.
Because he's got to go along with everything.
Yeah. But it's crazy to me to think that there's doctor like out there telling these parents. Like,
yeah. And then they're doing it. And but that's the issue is, you know, John Hopkins is still putting out gender studies saying that, you know, women or men can get pregnant and breastfeed and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they put out that type of stuff, but their funding reflects that. All their donors are like these hardcore World Economic Forum, fucking, you know, Soros bought and paid for. And they're supposed to say, like, we saw it all throughout COVID. Everyone looked towards John Hopkins and whatever they said, whatever study they pulled up was what we were supposed to go by.
Right.
You know, but it's just all made up. It's all to push the narrative because, you know, this was, if this guy was 38, then obviously this happened quite some time ago.
Yeah.
But even at that time, like, how taboo was it for someone to go and have a sex change? It was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now they advocate for it. And they don't want you to tell your parents about it and shit like that. But what happened to him happens to a lot of trans kids, and his wasn't by choice. Like,
yeah,
they just straight up lied to him from birth. And the same thing happened to him that happens to most of the other ones is they end up killing themselves because they can't deal with what they did to they mutilated their bodies and now they can't go back.
Yeah.
You know, but they want to, and they wish that someone would have told them how hard it was going to be after. Like, it doesn't fulfill you to make you feel like you're a woman. You know what I mean?
So, like, what blows my mind with these, like, with a parent, like, and with doctors is that they'd rather just, okay, cut everything off and we'll make a hole where there shouldn't be.
Yeah.
They can do that, but why wouldn't they think of, like, oh, how can we regrow this guy a new one?
Like, even if they were like, dude, we can only save, like, a little bit.
Yeah.
But at least it'll look like a little bit of a dick.
You yeah. know what I mean? I don't care if it's like a little micro one. Dude, you know, at least it's still something.
Yeah. You guys don't got a stillborn back there? We can fucking donate or something.
I'm watching like Deadpool last night and just thinking I'm like crossing his legs. Just a little baby.
Little baby legs. Yeah, that's pretty fucking.
Yeah, like why? I don't understand. But apparently there's doctors out there that do this kind of thing.
Yeah, they do it all the time. James O'Keefe has had a couple on camera talking about like how many they've done, how many surgeries they've done on kids. Shit's fucking disturbing. So you think doctors are fucked up? I tell you about Operation Northwoods. That was a pretty good transition, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So Operation Northwoods for me is like the one thing that I recall when people go, the government would never do that. You really think that the government would fly planes into Twin Towers and then just cover it up, you know, shit like that. And you're like, yeah, hold up. Let's fucking walk it back to the 60s. Okay. So Operation Northwoods, kind of leads into all of the world conflicts that we've had and all of the, most of the domestic, in my opinion, most of the domestic terrorism that we've had, and just the acts of terrorism in general here in the United States. Okay, so JFK's in office, all right, and he gets presented with this proposal from a general. He's actually the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. His name is, really fucked up to say, Lyman L. Leinster. Okay. So this guy, he has history of war, right? He grew up in the military, basically. He went from a cadet to a 4-star general with the army. So he brings this proposal to JFK, and he tells him, the reason I want to give you this proposal is because I think that the rest of the Joint Chiefs are weak. And of course, you know, at this time we're talking Cuban Missile Crisis, and we're talking starting to enter the Cold War, and it's tension with Russia. It's not a good time, right? So JFK, his stance was, we need less military intervention. Well, this guy's the opposite. He's like, no, we need to fucking send more troops. He was all about just loading up troops and shipping them wherever we needed, even prior to Vietnam. So the proposal basically said that the DOD would charge the CIA with the ability to create false flags, essentially, in order to draw us into war. So this was all speculation for a long, long time, until the early 2000s. Now, Operation Northwoods is something that I stumbled along when I was doing like 9/11, you know, shit, or what do you call it? Looking up Stargates and shit like that. So the NSA leaks this document in the 2000s, and the document is a declassified written proposal of Operation Northwoods. And it said that the CIA would be charged with carrying out basically fake terrorist attacks on American soil in American cities against civilians, right? So at the time, what they wanted to do was start going to major cities, especially Miami, and like setting off a bomb or do a mass shooting, right? They wanted to harm civilian life. And then they wanted to go, oh, it was a bunch of fucking commies from Cuba. Like, we've tracked them down, right?
Okay. I was, and like, then, why were they choosing Miami? Yeah.
So because at that time, right?
Right. Okay.
So it also said that they would, now, mind you, this is all declassified document. So it's not like someone wrote an opinion about it. This is straight from their desk. Mm-hmm. It also said that they could take civilian planes, control them remotely, and then outfit them with paint jobs as a U.S. Navy plane. And then they would shoot that plane down and then go, oh, fucking Russia downed one of our planes. We got to fucking go get them. Like, we have to retaliate. You know what I mean? So all of those types of events. Well, JFK saw that shit and was like, absolutely not. Get that shit out of my face. We're not doing that. And so he rejected the proposal. Now, I mean, it kind of explains it in the description, right? The DOD is going to charge the CIA with doing all of this shit. Well, just because the president says no doesn't mean that the CIA isn't going to take it and run with it.
Right.
You know, JFK might not have been a CIA puppet, and that's why he rejected it. And then they're still continuing, right? Well, what happens to JFK not long after that?
He's grassy knoll, right?
Yeah, he gets fucking shot. So that was in 63. Lyndon B. Johnson, smiling on the plane, getting sworn in to Jackie O, who still has brain matter all over her dress. And then you see two, three guys in the background, more than likely CIA, smiling and shit, right? Super happy. So Lyndon B. Johnson gets sworn into office. Well, Lyndon B. Johnson, whether it was to, you know, as like a political play or whatever, he agreed to the Gulf of Tonkin incident. So the Gulf of Tonkin incident, that was in 64, August of 64. August 2nd, there was a Navy destroyer. It was the USS Maddox, and it got attacked by a torpedo boat, a North Vietnam torpedo boat. So it didn't sink, but it had some damage. 2 days later, like that was what the news reported, right? Mm-hmm. And you could see pictures of it and shit. 2 days later, the Johnson administration said, oh, the Maddox got hit again. And so immediately what he said was, we need to go to Congress right now. And we have this thing that we wrote up, and it's called the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution. So we need to go vote on this. So almost immediately,
like, ready to go. Obviously.
Yeah. And like, we've seen that shit. We've seen Nancy Pelosi do that. How many times? So he presents it to Congress. Congress almost all vote to install this resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And the resolution said, and this kind of fucked everything else up for all the generations after this. The resolution said that if any American assets are hurt or damaged or killed or whatever from a foreign country, we have the right to retaliate accordingly using any means necessary. So basically Congress just said, yeah, if someone fucking downs a plane, we can go to war, like on site, right? Yeah. So that's kind of what we've been witnessing. That's how every war after that has been started. So that's how we ended up getting into Vietnam, because immediately after that happened, they told the world that the Maddox had got hit again by more torpedoes. Nobody ever saw any pictures. Even then, people were like, I don't know. They haven't shown any pictures of it.
Like, why weren't
people,
they?
I'm hearing, all over the place last time. I'm hearing from people that it's just the damage from the first one. So people were already questioning it even then. And then, you know, years and years go by, and that's kind of what also drove, you know, the huge protests against the war and things like that, because JFK was expressly saying, like, no, that's not our, we're not putting troops in Laos. We're not, we're going to stand back and we'll assist, but we're not getting into it. And then they get Johnson in, and Johnson's like, no, fuck that. Like, we're going, you know? So you had all these people who adored JFK, and that was one of the stances why people were voting for him. And now you have this guy who's like, fuck that, we're going to war. And everybody was like, no, what the fuck? Like, it's not our war.
Just switch it up on us here.
Yeah. Like, you know, so
the war that like never ended.
So it comes back to, after we get fucking smoked in Vietnam, you know, people are starting to question, like, because typically in a war, your country's fighting as hard as they were attacked, right? Like, you think of someone downing a destroyer, like, and killing a bunch of fucking a destroyer full of sailors. Oh, everybody's going to fucking go hard as they can.
Right.
And it was kind of like, there wasn't, and guys were getting drafted who didn't want to fight. They're like, we don't understand. Why are we going over there?
Because,
you know what I mean? So
started a fight over nothing.
So yeah. Like, so you didn't have the morale of the soldiers that you were drafting because nobody understood the move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because everybody was doubting that the Maddox was actually struck again. So it comes out that it's all bullshit. And everybody who had been saying, no, Operation Northwoods is still effective, and you guys just fucking lied about it, right? So they took the playbook still, and they just ran with it. And we see that in 9/11, right? After they say Saudis crashed two planes into the Twin Towers. We invaded Iraq. And then we went to Afghanistan.
So basically, like,
and
our government
we never went to the Saudis for anything.
So basically, our government is like sacrificing like thousands of American lives.
Yeah, well,
just to make war, because war makes money, yeah, right?
Well, that's it's one of, you know, if the United States wasn't producing tons of other things, then war would be our biggest export.
Yeah,
you know, we get a lot of fucking money from war. And the shitty thing is everyone figured that out after World War II, right? Because nobody wanted to go to Vietnam. If it wasn't for JFK, I think we probably would have gone to war with Russia and Cuba. And it wouldn't have been a good look. So I think he kind of stonewalled that effort, and Vietnam was like the redo. And like Vietnam was, it ended terribly, right? For both sides.
Yeah.
And
a lot of death and nothing.
For nothing. Right. I mean, I'm sure the government got a lot of heroin from it, but other than that, there wasn't really anything. Nothing fucking was gained.
Yeah.
So they had to pull out of that. And then, you know, fucking here comes Desert Storm. Right. It was like one thing after another. And then people started to notice a pattern, because we went from World War One and then fucking plenty of time in between. And then World War Two shortly after the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like everybody has to go and work. Right. Women are in the factory. Now they're taxing that second half of the population. And women are making money, and then the kids got to go to wherever until mom's done, because dad's off fighting in the war. So they started to institute this, like, both parents out of the household and the kid with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it triggers that whole branch of the timeline being fucked up. And then it goes on to how the United States is getting their money. Then it goes on to, well, maybe Timothy McVeigh didn't blow up the federal building, or it goes on to, you know what I mean? Like, that's why people are questioning George Floyd and what happened,
mm-hmm.
right? That's why all of these instances where you see a cop in Michigan throw a rock through a window, and the people that live there are telling him, hey, don't do that. And then once that window's broken, anybody that's ever taken a criminal justice class has always heard of the broken window theory, right? But once that window gets broken and there's a bunch of mad people, then other windows are going to get broken, right? So you have, yeah. And it's like, oh, okay. That's Operation Northwoods. They fucking took an op, put him out there to cause havoc and then dip and then just let it grow. He doesn't have to do anything else. And he fucking had 10 minutes of work. You know what I mean? That's Operation Northwoods. You want to cause destruction, division. You want to tear down a government. Like, that's how you do it. And it's in the CIA's hands, because.
So basically, like, things like Antifa.
Yeah.
So, like, basically just have like five agents go out.
Yeah. And we saw that.
Dressed up in all black.
Yeah.
And
we saw that when, you know, they're pulling up with U-Haul trucks and they're taking out trash cans filled with bats and shit, mm-hmm. or they're dropping off pallets of bricks.
Like the week before, yeah. like it,
unbolting even park benches and shit. Yeah. So like they go out to cause that havoc, and then they're like, oh, this cause is in the name of whatever's cool at the time. It doesn't matter what it is. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it'll be BLM or Antifa. Like these groups all of a sudden fucking are bustling with money. None of these people are like business professionals.
No.
Right. So that injection of money is coming from whoever's funding that program. And who knows, because it's a CIA thing. Right. So the CIA doesn't have to say shit to the federal government. The CIA can operate anywhere in the world it wants. It has no jurisdiction. It can be everywhere all at the same time. And it's because our government created that apparatus, and now it's out of control. And so I kind of think that there's like a inner struggle going on. Like you have the CIA and then you have whoever's fucking trying to run the United States, like kind of mixed in with everybody, right? Like the elites or Illuminati or whatever. Like, yeah. But now like it just seems like, cause you see a lot of movement sort of in both directions, right? Like whoever's funding all of that bullshit, there's either the same person or someone complete opposite who's funding like all of the influencer, Republican influencers, Candace Owens, you know what I mean? Like it's, we're like just watching it and there's nothing we can fucking do about it. I think it's fucking weird.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's Operation Northwoods. So anytime anyone is like, no, the government would never do that. The government would never fake a pandemic.
Right. One of my favorite like little skits on videos I've seen is like a comedian and he's telling a joke and it's like about people that don't believe in conspiracy theories. He's like, you think the government is batting 1,000 right now?
Yeah.
Not just one.
Yeah.
Just one theory. Come on.
Yeah.
This one I could see.
Exactly. Like well, and it's, but it's no longer, and I mean, conspiracy theorists, if you just give them time, like we bat 1,000, you know what I mean? Because I took us what, 3 years to kind of get around to the official narrative that, hey, we fucked up. We shouldn't have locked everyone down. And it really wasn't that bad. Right. And then we all went, told you so, you know,
from day one.
Yeah. So Operation Northwoods, you got some fucking hippie who's looks like the doctor from Independence Day. You know, except he's got like all the strings like Charlie from Always Sunny. And he's like, I fucking told you so, you know, and like, this is why people don't trust the government or intelligence agencies. They don't trust the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, none of those people, because we've just given them unlimited power.
Yeah.
And the name of safety. And actually all of that shit, like the NSA and all that shit, the, all of that started with fucking Bush and the Patriot Act, where he was like, yeah, the fucking sure. Listen to everyone's call, bug their webcams. Like I unplug these mics when we're done.
I know.
Because I'm like, yeah, I don't fucking trust you guys. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean like they're not listening from a phone or whatever, but you know,
yeah, the cameras get covered and like, even like my computer for work, like,
I mitigate it at all times, you know, when it can, but like that's the reason all this shit exists. And it's like each shithead president has their goal. Like they have to introduce the next fuck 'em up, you know? And so 9/11 happens, then they tell you like, yeah, you can monitor all of our citizens all the time whenever you want. Okay. And they just gather data. They never said like, we're just listening, you know,
for like keywords or
keywords. Cause that was the whole idea, was like, if you say these three words, you know what I mean? And in succession or excessively or whatever, then it'll like ping. That's what people were like led to believe.
Yeah.
Was it? Oh, okay. Well, oh, they're just listening. Cause I forget what it was. It was someone had, they had claimed that a terrorist had made a phone call. I think it was like the shoe bomber guy was like calling people and like, that's how he set it all up. And they're like, we need to monitor because there are underground terrorist cells everywhere in America. And they kind of made it like SALT, right?
Okay.
Where they're like, yeah, all it's going to take is like one key thing to happen. And all of these cells are just going to pop out of nowhere and they're going to take over our streets. Like that's what they were telling people.
Right?
And I admit it, like at the time I'm like, oh fuck, dude. What? Who's a sleeper cell? You know?
Right.
And then but then when they were like, yeah, so basically we're just gonna let you guys listen to, you can look through any camera, whether it's an ATM camera or car camera, whatever, and we're gonna monitor everything you do and we can watch you also. And we just can. And everyone was like, fuck, all right, yeah, go get those sleeper cells, man. You know what I mean? Like, it was that easy. And then we saw it again during COVID, like where people were like, yeah, no, fucking, you're right, man. I need to go get a shot and a booster and blood clots and, you know, myocarditis and all that shit. So yeah, that's the one. Now you know.
All right.
If anyone ever says the government won it, you go, how much time you got, buddy?
Let me tell you.
So is there anything else you want to discuss? You have maybe a topic in mind, or like a sub, not necessarily like a specific topic, but like a subject of like, maybe let's do cryptids, or let's do like some more fucked up government stuff, or like tell me about the Franklin cover up.
You're like speaking Latin right now, but okay.
you can just pick one and we'll start.
I mean,
I wouldn't start with the Franklin cover up. No. We'll wade in the water a little bit before we get into that stuff.
I mean, yeah, whatever we want to move on to, like branching out, what else the whatever government is covering up now. But
well, okay, well, like, maybe next week I'll get your take on aliens and we'll talk about space and the moon. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is another episode of Smoke Break. Thank you guys for joining us. I'm Boy.
I'm Steph.
We'll see you guys next week.